Welcome to Senku's Lab of Chemicals. I'm your host, Rayan Ismail, and I'm here with
Shadia Umar,
Sina Moge,
Najib Farah.
And today we'll be talking about textile chemicals and water.
Before we start, we should know what fast fashion is.
The definition of fast fashion is a part of fast fashion industry where cheap clothing is manufactured, marketed, sold, and thrown away at a fast pace, and pieces are usually low quality.
Why is fast fashion so bad?
Fast fashion is bad because it has many negative impacts on the environment.
What negative impacts? I've never heard of fast fashion until now.
Fast fashion is literally known as the second most populating industry in the world. Do you still think it's not bad?
I guess not.
Now that you know what fast fashion is and why it's bad, let's move on to our topic, textile chemicals and water.
Textile chemicals enter water systems through industrial wastewater discharge during manufacturing, dyeing, bleaching, and finishing processes. That's when about 20% of industrial water pollution is created.
The most significant part is called wet processing, where fabrics are treated with chemicals. Around 80,000 different synthetic chemicals are used to turn raw materials into finished textiles. Leftover wastewater is then discharged into local waterways.
I'm confused. What is wet processing?
Processing is when fabrics are treated with chemicals and or chlorines. Textile wastewater is a liquid waste generated from textile processing. The water used to create textile ends up in contaminated high levels of chemicals, heavy material, dyes, and other harmful substances. All this waste ends up in waterways. That's how textile chemicals end up polluting the water.
Okay, I get it now. But why do we even need water?
Producing a single t-shirt requires 2,700 liters of water. That's 713 gallons of water.
All that for one shirt is kind of crazy.
Water consumption in the textile industry is indeed shocking. The fast fashion industry alone consumes 1.5 trillion liters of water.
Well, as early as the 2000s, multiple studies analyzed the water footprint of textile production.
How can that much water possibly be?
Let's look at the process. Most clothing is made from cotton. It is used in 60% of all U.S. produced retail apparel and home furnishing.
Cotton is highly water intensive. Producing 1 kg of cotton requires 10,000 to 20,000 liters of local fresh water and groundwater. Conventional cotton relies heavily on synthetic pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers. Runoff from these chemicals enter lakes, rivers, and aquifers, contaminating water with heavy metals, pesticides, and nitrates, harming our ecosystem and posing as health risks to humans and wildlife.
Synthetic chemicals shed 200,000 to 500,000 tons of microplastics into the ocean. These particles end up in drinking water supplies and harm marine life.
Contaminated water can cause neurological disorders, respiratory illness, and cancer risk from chronic exposure.
Textile producers and clothing companies not only largely fail to commit environmental sustainability, their increased activity threatens the water supply and soil quality.
Even alternatives to conventional textile production cause extreme environmental degradation.
Textile chemicals aren't only a problem to the environment, but are also a danger to underpaid workers who work with these chemicals.
Given these alarming figures, the textile industry is in urgent need of transformation. Reducing water consumption and pollution is no longer optional, but is essential for environmental sustainability. Here are strategies to protect the water and environment.
Adopting low water or waterless dyeing technologies, wastewater treatment, implementing water recycling and reuse systems within production facilities, and improving machinery efficiency.
Place hazardous dyes and solvents with biodegradable alternatives where it is possible.
Recycle and reuse processed water within the facility to reduce freshwater intake.
Low-impact fibers promoting and developing fibers that require less water to produce, supported by trusted certifications that verify sustainability.
In conclusion, preventing contamination of water in the textile industry involves reducing chemical loads at the source, improving production methods, implementing advanced treatment and recovery systems, and adopting sustainable practices. Now let's talk about our substitute company. Our substitute company is the North Face. The North Face uses recycled material, has a climate target, and circular system.
The North Face uses a high proportion of eco-friendly materials, including recycled polyester and recycled nylon. They use these materials to reduce raw material extraction.
The brand promotes circularity by keeping resources in use for as long as possible, including recycling and refurbishing gear.
The company has set a greenhouse gas emissions reduction target that covers both its own operations and its supply chain.
VF Corporation, the North Face, aims to reduce its Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions by 50% by 2030. And these are partnering with suppliers to reduce emissions linked to each product they make.
The brand plans to make its main high-impact materials more sustainable by 2030. using recycled, responsibility sourced, renewable, or regeneratively grown options.
That's exhilarating. Get excited because now we'll be talking about the style and basic history of the North Face.
The North Face style blends rugged high performance mountaineering gear with modern urban streetwear. The North Face produces outdoor clothing, footwear, and any outdoor related equipment.
The North Face is known for its technical, durable, and functional Gore Corp aesthetic.
The North Face was founded in 1966 by Douglas Tompkins and his wife Susie Tompkins in San Francisco. By 1997, portrait sales of the North Face attire had expanded beyond those looking for technical clothing for skiing, climbing, and other outdoor activities to rappers and celebrities in New York City.
How much does the average North Face product cost?
The North Face products technically range from $30 to $500, with popular jackets costing $130 and $450. Fleeces cost $90 to $200, and bags costing $30 to $430.
The North Face is accessible to everyone. They come in all different sizes. The North Face really isn't affordable. The prices are very high for popular items like the puffer and bags.
I wear North Face even though it's not most affordable. It keeps me nice and warm and fashionable.
I'm 10,000,000,000% sure you guys will love it just as much as we do.
Since it's been chilly, I do want a jacket, but most jackets I find are kind of ugly, if I'm being honest.
The North Face is the perfect solution.
Is it though? Are you 10,000,000,000% sure?
It may not be affordable, but it's accessible for all sizes. North Face is perfect for a comfy, warm, fashionable day out. The North Face has plenty of stylish jackets or other clothing. Plus, the clothing doesn't break down after a few washes like other cheap jackets, and it's expensive for a reason.
I should try it out then. All your good talking is convincing me.
Talking about weather, why is it so bipolar?
I couldn't tell you even if I wanted to.
Nobody's even talking about the weather.
Stay on topic, guys.
The North Face is a good, eco-friendly company that would love to have your business. It may be a bit pricey, but it's totally worth it.
Stock up this winter with the North Face. It'll keep you warm and keep our environment safe.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast and found it informative.
I hope you guys had fun and really thank your fashion choices.
Bye!